Welcome to the atmosphere of grace. How many times have we yearned to rewind the clock, to revisit crucial chapters in our lives where we lost what mattered most, be it love, youth, prosperity, well-being, or career opportunities? Perhaps we even squandered these gifts ourselves, leaving us stalled in regret, shame, and guilt. While we find consolation in the redeeming grace of Jesus, washing away our past mistakes, imagine the joy of reclaiming those lost years to live them in a way that truly honors the Lord. What a wondrous second chance that would be. When you face losses that shake your world, it requires immense faith to declare, "God has greater plans for me." While the pain can be almost unbearable, remember that you're never abandoned. Everything you've lost will be replaced with something even more valuable. If you're being guided to let go, it's because you're destined to grasp something truly extraordinary.
We would appreciate it if you could be a part of our community by reading, reviewing, and sharing this podcast. Now, listen to the voice of God talking to you.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 3. Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you. I know you're carrying a heavy burden right now, dear child. I see the challenges you're facing, the mountains you're climbing, and the obstacles that seem so insurmountable. I hear your cries in the dark, when you think no one is listening. I sense your deep longing for things to be better, for a life filled with joy, love, and fulfillment rather than struggle, loss, and uncertainty. First and foremost, recognize that you are not on your own. You're never beyond my reach or my vision. I watch over you every moment of every day, and I long for you to know the fullness of my love and the richness of my plans for you. I'm not a passive observer. I'm an active participant in your life, tirelessly working behind the scenes to shape a future filled with hope. When you feel scattered, lost among the chaos of this world, remember that I will gather you up. I'll bring you back from the places you've wandered off to, whether they're physical locations or emotional states. I promise to restore what you have lost, to bring you back to a place of prosperity and blessing. This is not a simple exchange. It's a transformative, all-encompassing renewal that will affect every part of your life. I am a God of mercy. I don't just offer you a second chance, but endless chances to turn things around. My mercy renews every morning, and it's bigger than any mistake you've made or challenge you're facing. I won't just give you enough to survive. I will provide abundantly so you can thrive. You might wonder when this promise will come to fruition. Time may not unfold as you expect, but rest assured, my plans for you are perfect, and they will not be rushed. I'm asking you to place your trust in me, to rely not on your understanding but on my boundless love and wisdom. Believe, even when it's hard. Hope, even when it seems pointless. Because I am true to my word, and what I promise, I will do. There is so much more in store for you, a life overflowing with blessings, a heart at ease, and a spirit unburdened. So hold on, my dear child. Incredible things are on the horizon, and I'm excited for you to see what comes next. Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. know you've been walking through days clouded by doubt and nights filled with questions, my child. It might seem like a never-ending cycle where your voice is muted and your soul feels weighed down. But keep in mind, even in the midst of your struggles, I am here, composing a new song just for you, a song that will transform your heart and lift your spirit. I know that you've heard dissonant chords in your life, jarring notes that seem out of place. Challenges and trials have been part of your song so far, but they are not your everlasting melody. I am the composer of your life, and I promise you, the piece I'm writing for you is harmonious and uplifting, a hymn of praise that will resonate in the deepest corners of your being. You might ask, when will I hear this new song? My timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with your expectations. The key is to trust in me, the way a musician trusts the notes on a sheet of music. I ask you to have faith that this new tune is on the way, a composition so beautiful it will make your heart sing and inspire others to hear and believe. Don't think that your current struggles are meaningless. They are the minor chords that will make the major keys sound even sweeter. These hard times you're going through will add depth and richness to your life's symphony. They will make your triumphs more meaningful, your joys more complete. I see you. I hear you. I know each beat of your heart and every thought in your mind. You are not lost on me, nor is your melody less important than the others. It's your unique song, and it contributes to the greater harmony. You might not always understand the music of the moment, but when you hear the completed tune, you'll understand why each note had to be there. Let your heart be open to the song I am composing for you. In time, this song will bring joy not only to you, but also to those around you. Many will hear your hymn of praise, your unique melody, and it will touch their hearts. They too will come to trust, to hope, and to find a renewed sense of purpose. Therefore, my child, fear not the unknown or the trials that perplex you now. Your new song is unfolding, note by note, in the intricate and beautiful way that only I can write. Believe in me, and let your life be the hymn of praise that I know it can be. First Corinthians 2, verse 9. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him." My beloved, I see you. I see the burdens you carry and the struggles you endure. I understand the depth of your sorrows and the weight of your uncertainties. Right now, it might seem like the walls are closing in, and there's no way out of the maze you find yourself in. Yet, I ask you to lean into the simple, yet profound truth. I have prepared something truly magnificent for you, something your eyes have never seen, your ears have never heard, and your mind has never even dared to imagine. I know the difficulties you face can make this hard to believe. In your darkest moments, it's as if a fog obscures your path, making it difficult to envision anything other than what you're currently going through. I get it. You question, you wonder, and at times you even doubt. That's human, and that's okay. However, I urge you to hold on to the fact that beyond your current horizon lies an unfolding reality that is richer, more fulfilling, and unimaginably more beautiful than anything you've ever experienced. Sometimes you wonder why you face the challenges you do. You question what purpose they serve. Know this, while the hardships are real, they're not the end of your story. They're merely chapters in a book that's still being written, a book that has an ending so triumphant and fulfilling that if I were to tell you now, you wouldn't believe it. The dreams you hold, as precious as they are, pale in comparison to what awaits you. You don't have to understand the how or the when. In fact, part of the beauty is that you can't possibly fathom the grandeur of what's to come. Your current circumstances are like looking through a keyhole, a limited perspective on a landscape that's far more vast and magnificent. Soon, you'll step through the door, and the full panorama will be revealed, a view so breathtaking that it defies human comprehension. So, while today might be filled with trials and uncertainties, hold fast to the promise that something incredibly beautiful and awe-inspiring awaits you. It's okay to not see it all clearly right now. You're not supposed to. Just trust that when the time is right, your eyes, ears, and heart will be open to wonders you've never dreamed possible. You're destined for something great, greater than your wildest imaginings. And that, my dear, is a promise. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. I know your heart is heavy, and your spirit feels tethered to challenges that seem unyielding. You look around and see a landscape that might seem barren, a story that appears to have no forthcoming twist to fortune. You question the direction in which your life is headed, and doubts flood your mind. I get it, and I see you. I see your struggles, and I hear your silent cries. But let me remind you, when I restored the fortunes of Zion, a whole nation was uplifted. Dreams that had been deferred suddenly took flight. The joy that had been long absent returned, filling the air like a sweet melody. I tell you this not to diminish your problems, but to give you perspective. You're standing in the midst of difficulties, feeling confined, perhaps even desperate. However, your present circumstance is just that, present. It is not forever. I want you to know that in the same way I breathe life into desolate Zion, filling its streets with laughter and its homes with joy, I have plans for you that will make your heart soar. Have you ever noticed how, after the longest and darkest night, the sun eventually rises, revealing a world refreshed and renewed? Just as the dawn breaks to offer a new beginning, so too are your fortunes destined for restoration. Your current trials are not a life sentence. They are a mere season, a chapter that will eventually give way to something far better. You might be asking yourself, how can this be? When will it come? It's natural to question, to ponder, and to seek understanding. But as you do, hold on to the knowledge that the story isn't over. Like an artist laboring over a masterpiece, I am at work in your life, shaping circumstances and aligning opportunities that you can't even envision yet. Your part is to persevere, just as a seed needs time beneath the soil before it can burst forth into the light. Your dreams and blessings need their own time to materialize. Your moment is coming, a moment that will make your hardships seem small in comparison to the overwhelming joy you'll experience. And so, hang in there, have faith in my timing, and prepare your heart for the dreams you will live and the blessings you can't yet fathom. I've done it before. I'll do it again, and I will most certainly do it for you. Job 11, verse 17. Your life will be brighter than noonday, its darkness will be like the morning. understand that life has not been easy for you recently. You may feel as if you're wandering through a long, dark tunnel with no end in sight. Your challenges are real, and your feelings are valid. But I assure you, the road you're on is leading you to something extraordinarily beautiful, something that will bring light to even your darkest moments. Think of your life as a day that has only just begun. Have you ever witnessed the dawn? It starts out dim, with just a hint of light on the horizon. Then, slowly, the sky brightens, changing hues until finally, the full light of day illuminates everything. Your life, too, will undergo such a transformation. Your experiences, no matter how difficult, are the prime hours of your existence. And just as surely as the sun rises, your life will be brighter than the sun at noonday. You might be asking, when? When will this change happen? I desire to provide you with a definitive response, but the timetable for your brighter future is not for you to know just yet. What's important is to keep believing that the dawn is coming. I promise you, the light will break through, and when it does, you'll be amazed at how brilliant it is. Your difficulties will seem like the morning fog that's been burned away by the blazing sun. It's natural to feel overwhelmed and even hopeless at times. But instead of focusing on the uncertainty of the present, shift your gaze toward the promise of your brighter future. When you do this, you'll find that hope becomes your constant companion, and faith becomes your guiding star. And as your hope and faith grow, you'll start to see glimmers of that noonday sun, even in the midst of your challenges. You are not on this path alone. I see your struggles, your moments of doubt, and your deep yearnings for a better life. Your emotions and experiences are pieces of a bigger picture that you can't fully comprehend right now. But one day, you'll look back and realize that even the toughest times were necessary steps toward reaching that brighter, fulfilling destiny. So hang on, my dear one. Your life will be brighter than noonday. Its darkness will be like the morning. A radiant future is ahead of you, and it's more beautiful than anything you can currently imagine. Believe this, and let it uplift your spirit. It's not a question of if, but when, and when it happens, your heart will swell with joy, grateful for the journey that led you there. Proverbs 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is like the shining sun, that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. My child, I sense the heaviness you carry in your heart, the questions that linger in your mind, and the doubts that perhaps keep you awake at night. I know that you may be staring at the sky, questioning when the clouds will part. The difficulties you face, the questions without immediate answers, the seasons that feel endless. I see them all. But know this, just like the morning sun that pierces through the darkest night, your life is set on a path that grows ever brighter, step by step, moment by moment. Understand that now, the promise of a brighter future might feel like a distant star, out of reach and seemingly irrelevant to your current circumstances. Your pains and sorrows, your frustrations and fears are valid. I do not minimize them. I simply invite you to see them in a larger context, a divine perspective. Your today is a single brushstroke in a masterpiece of endless tomorrows, and each tomorrow holds the promise of becoming brighter and more luminous. You may wonder how and when this transformation will happen. Trust in the natural course of things. Just as a seed must push through the soil before it can reach for the sky, your challenges are the fertile ground from which your brighter days will sprout. You don't need to know every detail of how it will happen, like the sun rising, The how is already woven into the fabric of your life. Your role is not to force the sun to rise, but to be prepared for the light when it comes, and to walk forward in its growing glow. Your worries may urge you to question the promise of brighter days. They may tempt you to settle, to not hope too much, lest you be disappointed. Push these thoughts aside. The law of the rising sun is reliable. Its brightness intensifies with its ascent. Your life is no different. The brightness is coming, not to make your past irrelevant, but to cast it in a new, transformative light. Each decision to hope, to persevere, to be kind, these are the moments that invite more light onto your path. As a result, dear one, hold fast to this immutable truth. Just like the path of the sun across the sky, your life is destined for an illumination that grows ever more splendid. You are on a journey to a perfect day, a day that honors your struggles but isn't defined by them, a day that radiates with the very brightness you've been yearning for. Commit to this promise, and in doing so, prepare your heart for the beauty and joy that are yet to come. Psalm 31, verse 19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. I see the weight you carry and the tears you've held back. The challenges you face are real, and I don't diminish your experience of them. Yet, I encourage you to trust in me wholeheartedly, for I have prepared something profoundly good for you, something you can't yet see, but will surely come to experience. It's understandable if you'd ask, when? When will the better days come? Patience, my child. Just as a seed needs time to grow into a strong, towering tree, so too does the goodness I've prepared for you need its own time to unfold. You see, goodness isn't just a fleeting moment. It's an enduring state, a place you can reside in, because you've trusted in me. This state of goodness has been designed just for you, built on the foundation of your faith and your trust. The world often has its way of clouding the reality of this goodness. Everyday hurdles can feel like mountains, but remember, it's not your strength that will move them. It's your faith and your trust in me. And when that faith seems to wane or when you feel overwhelmed, that's the very moment to dig deep into your reserves of trust. For it's those who trust in me who will come to know the great extent of the goodness that awaits them. When life takes unexpected turns and you find yourself questioning the path you're on, don't give up hope. Trust in my plan for you. Think of this journey as a road that winds and turns, with each curve serving its own purpose. Though you may not understand it now, every experience you go through is part of preparing you for the goodness to come. You don't have to shoulder your burdens alone. You were never meant to. Entrust them to me. The act of trust itself is a powerful force, breaking down walls and making way for new beginnings. Beginnings steeped in an indescribable goodness that I have lovingly set aside just for you. So, when you find yourself questioning the timing or the why, remember that there's a divine timing for everything. It's a timing that may not align with earthly clocks, but aligns perfectly with the goodness I've planned for your life. You're more cherished than you may ever realize. And my plans for you are filled with hope and a goodness that will touch not just your life, but also the lives of those around you. Believe this wholeheartedly, and let your trust in me lead the way. Deuteronomy 23, verse 5. Nevertheless, the Lord your God was not willing to listen to Balaam. But the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you. I know the world has been heavy on your shoulders. You're weighed down by circumstances that you can't explain, and there are moments when you wonder if things will ever get better. In these times, I want you to think about how I turned a curse into a blessing for those who believed in my love and power. Just as I did then, I aim to uplift you now, not because you've earned it, but simply because I love you. You see, my love isn't an ordinary kind of love. It's a love that transforms, a love that redeems. It's a love so profound that it changes curses into blessings, turning the bitter moments in life into opportunities for profound joy and growth. You might be going through a hard time, wrestling with issues that seem insurmountable. But don't forget, obstacles aren't roadblocks, they're stepping stones, shaping you into the person you're meant to be. I know it's easier said than done. Trusting in a better tomorrow, when today is filled with hardship, can feel almost impossible. But here's the miraculous part. You don't have to muster the strength on your own. My love is your fuel. Let it empower you. Let it remind you that even in the darkest circumstances, transformation is not just a possibility, but a promise. What you're facing now isn't the end of your story. It's merely a chapter. And like any great story, the most compelling parts come when the protagonist rises, not when they fall. That's what I see for you. A rising, a lifting up, something far better than you've dared to imagine. The situation you find yourself in isn't a dead end. It's a bend in the road, leading you to vistas too beautiful for words. You're not alone. Not only are you cradled in my eternal love, but you're also surrounded by people who care for you, even when it doesn't feel like it. Lean on them, just as you lean on me. Collectively, we will turn these hardships into stepping stones, these sorrows into joy. Remember, a curse turned into a blessing is just a glimpse of what my love can do. Thus, hold on, and keep believing that something better, something truly divine, awaits you. Because, my child, it surely does.